Off the Ball, GAA.
Dublin are more vulnerable now that Brian Fenton is gone. And then I was thinking back, geez, the last game Brian Fenton missed for Dublin was the opener of the Leinster Championship against Meath when they absolutely tanked them.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite. Yeah!
Shall we start in France, Louis? La Rochelle 14, Leinster 16. Here's a quote. Some of these poor French journalists have to suffer watching some of the shite in the top 14 games, which hasn't been good. But now I think that will give a jolt to everyone, the town and the team, because essentially nothing is lost. We're disappointed, but nothing is lost. That was Ronan O'Gara speaking in the aftermath of his side's very narrow defeat to Leinster in France yesterday, 14-16. There was this fascinating moment with Antoine Hastoy when he has that long-range penalty effort, which just falls shy. It hits the post. And the referee was checking the Caelan Darris tackle to see if it was foul play. And he judged there wasn't. And he went back. And just before Hastoy kicked, he was like, whoa, ref was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Take that back there a bit, buddy. And he did very slightly. And then the kick very slightly just missed the post. So if the ref had never fixed what he judged to have been a problem, I think we'd be talking about a La Rochelle victory here this morning.
Well, Leinster would have got the ball back.
They're your province, sir.
Leinster would
have defend
got the ball
them. Defend them as deserved winners.
I know. I think in a weird way, La Rochelle, who were missing some key players, will be happier with their performance than aspects of Leinster. So Leinster go away from home and win against La Rochelle, who obviously have beaten them in all the big games, apart from the quarterfinal last year, that have mattered in recent years. And it's an important win for them on the road. Great defence at the end of the game. But there were large portions of the game where La Rochelle, as I say, missing Skelton, missing Dante and not quite sure of their own identity. Like, I'd say La Rochelle are pretty happy with where they're going to be in the end of this tournament. Nobody wants to play them after that. They were excellent. I think, Leinster ended up with Jordy Barrett starting, even though he hadn't been named. And obviously the team's much better with Jordy Barrett in it because he's really, 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 really good. I don't know if you saw the bit in the first half where he just held up. It looked like La Rochelle was going to glide over for a try in the corner, and then he just makes the tackle and in one moment holds it up and then instructs Caelan Darris, get the ball, and Caelan Darris just rips it. And you're like,
there are levels to it, aren't there?
You can see him actually just talking to players around and everybody going, yeah, I'm just going to do what he says. This guy seems to know what he's talking about. So, you know, I don't know, are they not allowed to name him in the team if there's a certain number of Ireland internationals? I don't know.
I was going to ask you, what are they going to do with Hugo Keenan now? Because Barrett was so good at fullback.
You can play him anywhere.
I know that, yeah, but when you play him at the strongest, you might as well.
But is he strongest there? Is he
either there or for centre, but he's not going to play there either, is he?
He missed that kick. That was the only kind of thing you're like, oh, he's actually human. Because if he'd made the
on
kick.
On the left flank, yeah. That was shortly after Ross Byrne had missed a very gettable kick, in fairness.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure why Ross Byrne was taking the kick when... Frawley was on at that stage. I don't know. Yeah, you don't know what the pecking order and the hierarchy is. Whoever's 10 automatically gets to take the kicks. I'm not sure.
And would Ross Byrne not have taken that kick on the left flank instead of Jordy Barrett? Or was it a case of what you're just saying where Barrett has this incredible influence on a team already and say, no, mate, I'll try that?
No, I'd say it's a distance thing.
Yeah, no, I presume. But I would say Ross Byrne would have distance, wouldn't he? As well as
he has had,
generally speaking.
The Ross Byrne's coming out moment was like a kick from the halfway line against Australia, close enough to it.
There's no reason he can't. It's in his repertoire to be able to do that.
Yeah, but maybe he's lower percentage. Maybe there's a kicking competition during the week and whoever the highest percent. I don't know exactly. Maybe it would be a question for whoever's up for press this week. But Leinster played really well, but at the same time, they gave La Rochelle three opportunities at the end of the game to win it. That wasn't the penalty wasn't the only one. There was the drop goal.
The drop goal, which was so curiously struck at that moment where it seemed very rushed.
Sam Prendergast played really well, was also blocked down a couple of times, but certainly the team looks more attacking when he's there, and it's impossible not to compare and contrast how well he's going versus what's happening with Munster, where there was a second half comeback really from Jack Crowley. So look, I'd say you wouldn't be drawing any conclusions on the basis of Leinster's performance beyond that their defence is amazing. Who is happier this morning, Leinster or La Rochelle, after the way that the game went?
Well, known runner, like I do, I think he'll be really pleased that his team stepped up. And but you're still at home and you're in France and you're losing a game. You're losing a game to probably, well, arguably the best team in Europe. It's themselves and Toulouse, really. Bordeaux are probably in the mix now as well. So I think they'll be frustrated, La Rochelle, and disappointed. But their performance was much better than what we've seen.
Yeah, it's a real chance for them to use this. Yeah.
Well, if they use it in the right way, and that doesn't always, you're not always guaranteed that, Jared, just because you have a performance and you start getting some of the old you back, it doesn't mean you can go, that's it, you've turned the key and it's going to happen for next year. I think Leinster will probably be a little bit frustrated. You know, the Rossbourne penalty, the Jordy Barrett's one is a long range one and it's very a difficult kick. They'll probably be a little bit more disappointed that they didn't get their attack and find more gaps, like the Joe McCarthy try.
Yeah.
Seemed quite easy. And if you look at the defensively again, Kane Douglas shoots out of the line and there's Antonio's kind of one-on-one. He's two Leinster players to one and then that big gap opens up. So he said it himself, Ronan, about the disappointment of that try. But that's Leinster for you. They can sucker punch you. Their defence is outstanding. I think their defence is the best defence. It can break a little bit as regards players shooting out of the line and teams get passes away quickly. But, and I've seen this all season with Leinster, even if somebody gets a line break in them, suddenly there's about four Leinster players around that player. Their fitness level, the way they cover across and fix somebody making a line break against them is unbelievable. So
it takes an absolutely outrageous crossfield kick and an outrageous bit of skill to break the defence.
Yeah.
If you're Leinster, you're like, okay, well, if you're going to do that week in, week out, fair enough. Because the level of execution is so high that you would take that risk.
It was an incredibly intense game as well, wasn't it? So physical, two great teams and the tackles, the competitiveness of the breakdown, the pressure that both were putting each other under. Both kicked it over 30 times, as I said, as well, in the game. So there was a lot of kicking in it. And
Leinster's line out still not, they're definitely not at 100%.
There's a couple that got stolen. Yeah. La Rochelle's was 100%. I think that you're kind of clutching at straws, trying to pick out some stuff. I believe, and I've always said this, when you get to the big games and cup games, that one or two lineouts either way can, if you steal two or lose two, it can cost you a game. So possibly need to get a little bit better with that. They're winning a lot at the front and they're kind of peeling around and they're creating options off it. But the modern game now will dictate that it's very difficult to win ball in middle and tail of the lineout where you want to get good attack going. But I think it was still a very good performance. I think Leinster would be very, very pleased and happy to get the result there. And it's another kind of psychological win for them as well, that they've beaten a very powerful French team in France.
And also means they're well set. So if Leinster beat Bath at the weekend, they're at the Aviva till the final. Meanwhile, if La Rochelle go to Treviso and win, they get a home match in the last 16. However, this game could have been won by La Rochelle easily. So we're talking about the drop goal that was brought down by Van der Fleer and Hastoy. But that long-range penalty where it just goes short, if the ref doesn't move Hastoy back after checking the Caelan Darris tackle, Hastoy probably converts that. Is that commonplace?
He has.
Have you seen that before where someone's trying to bring it up a little bit?
He's definitely moved it up. I remember one in 06 when we were away in Leicester and Roger was trying to creep the ball up and he was moved back. But then he got the kick from inside our half.
That's when it was Lash and Rain.
Inside our half. And
defending champions, yeah.
He was very outspoken before the game talking about the English Premiership not being kind of blown up a little bit and not as strong as our league at the time. And he backed it up. And Hastoy is not really renowned for being a long-range kicker either. You know, I think it was a really difficult kick for anyone inside your own half. And I don't think it made a huge difference because
I think it did though, wasn't it? Because it just went short.
It's kind of dying to the right, but he brought it back to where it was supposed to be.
But if the ref hadn't spat that, has Roy nailed it?
I think Leinster players were talking to the referee about that, and that's exactly what I'd be doing as well. I'd be on that straight away. He's moved it forward.
I'm sure it was a penalty.
And I think they probably rushed the drop ball attempt. Probably rushed it a little bit. There was a really good carry for that. So, but he's very close to the ruck. Like Hugh, he needs to be way deeper. I think just on the last penalty, a few people asked me about that. It wasn't obviously for a Caelan Doris tackle. The TMO calling that is absolute stupidity. He can see Caelan Doris is completely bent over making the tackle. There's nothing in that. It's Rand Reporter not releasing in the tackle. He makes the tackle and doesn't release.
He says, "I didn't see the release." Yeah, because you can hear Doris asking him, "What's the story with that?"
It was for not release, and again marginal, but possibly right. And probably one that you don't need to give when you've just pinned them back in the inside their own half.
Yeah, I suppose it was the winning of the game. If Porter gets the ball at that stage, it's a turnover, and if
Hastai kicks it and Reporter feels dreadful, after that as well. So, still a great win for Leinster. And the question you asked me at the start, who'll feel better? I think they'll be very disappointed, La Rochelle, to lose the game. I think Leinster will be very, very satisfied. They won't care what the scoreline is there. Yes, you'd love to sit there as a player and win a bit more comfortably and not be defending over 20 phases at the end. But you have to be realistic. That was a very strong Leinster performance.